when you are under persecution, it can be really, really tough. Hunger, solitude, intimidation, fear of the future, fear to be attacked, no rights, your most precious things taken away. You cannot talk. If you talk, you are a liar. You are accused. In all the society here where I am, you are a liar. You are a poor man. You have your ideas. It's not true. It's just your problem in your mind. They sent you, even the police. I just want to say this before to close, because living all this right now in this horror place, in this town, I want to say never give up. Never give up in what you believe. Never give up in justice and in love, in your human rights and in the love that makes all sweeter in life through light. Never give up in friendship, in your dreams, in your rights. Never give up on yourself. And keep believing that God is good, that this is a school, and we have all together humanity to pass the test and teach others humanity. That's what I believe. And I believe in a person, Jesus Christ, that incarnate all these. So he's a good example in our life. Thank you for listening. And if you are having some kind, any kind of troubles or tears, just remember that his words are light and will sustain you, comfort you, guide you, protect you. Just seek him, because we believe that he is almighty and that he is good. I'm sorry, but I have to close right now. Thanks if you listened. Another thing that I want to say, just because living right now, if some oppressors or persons that manipulate you, control you, like happening right now in family, and please do not fear to say the truth, at least inside of you. And I found out this just thanks to the others and thanks to the word of God, these two things, not by myself. Please, if someone does that, just follow your way, your life. Stay far from them. Cultivate faith in God that someday will judge them. Do this. You know why? I'm convinced that you don't lose time. It seems better to not know all these things, like I was. So you stay with them, etc. But do not know things, do not freeze you, doesn't free you, sorry for my English, from deception. Deception is not something you invent in your mind at some point in life to invent, to have a reason why you don't obtain something or nothing changed, to have someone on something to accuse of what you are living. It's not that. Deception is something real, even concrete. It's a word must be filled, and I'm filling this word with my what's happening in my life. I can say you that deception in my case came like a fruit when it comes from the tree. So just came like in this way with the time, reading that word, listening to other people, and see if those things worked, practicing them. Can be the dialogue, a practiced dialogue with my grandma, and she turned her face into the other side, replying nothing. You have not to hate some people for what they do, or considering them in such a way, or judging them, or whatever. But evil is evil. Mistakes are mistakes. Those things can be lies and whatever are things that everyone can do, even myself or another person, whatever. The good news, indeed, in my faith, is a God that is Jesus Christ that came to forgive the sins. It's not a problem if you understand that you repent, that that's the problem in Italy and in all the world almost, is non-repentance. And often it's caused because they neither see as I was the sin as something serious because they don't believe in God, they don't mind. Or another person don't know what is a sin, don't know that is a mistake. To sleep with everyone is just fun, it's not sin. What's wrong? I just have fun, you know what I mean? So even if it's not about God. So if you don't open the book, you cannot see what is a sin. A sin is something, first of all, is against yourself, and then even against the others. But really, you know, and if you don't understand, it's wrong. You know, you cannot repent. Now, the problem here in these places is that these people, in this case, know that they are doing bad. They knew even God, they are all the people here, all the ladies especially, but they are rebelling God. But most people here don't know that, like my mom, my dad, because they don't know these things of God, they don't believe. They don't know all these things, like I was atheist once, and I don't know all these things. What are these things? You know, but the other people, some people in the world know all these things, and they are rebelling. They don't repent. They won't keep doing evil because they like it, and they stay hidden. They don't want other people to know the truth. And if someone is fighting like me, they go against me. And the other people don't understand and don't believe they are going against me because through lies and deception that they say to other people, to society, using even religion, using whatever, and you are totally alone. That's my story here. You are completely crazy. That's really another discourse, I know that. But the point is that there are mistakes, there are injustice, and even if I am or you are totally alone in this, to say this, once you are convinced and your faith is true, okay, you have to fight this. I was saying through dialogue, through many things, through denouncing as I did, many things, but just follow your way. Sorry. Just follow your way. Because it's losing time, even denouncing, even dialogue sometimes. This is another stage that I'm leaving if this can help you too. So my stage now is I just follow my way. I just do what even Jesus, that is always my greatest example of life, did with some people that didn't listen to him or were just hypocrites. And wanted to remain that way, never repenting. He just went away. Went away from that city, from that town. That's what I'm doing. Just I go for my way. But if you want to know the truth in reality, in concrete, can be in family, whatever, use those tools, face them. I just did this, and you will know the truth. The truth of people that unfortunately. This exists, unfortunately. This happening to me, and I found out that it is totally alone. We can say here I'm totally alone, but through media, so through the others, and through the Bible, the Word of God, the Book of God, I'm here knowing all these things, but this required much time. That's what I want to avoid, and I want you too not to waste time. But once you did this, you faced that, and I was saying you these things exist, that you through dialogue etc. you found out they are deceiving you. These things exist. I meant just that, deception and lies. You have, after you know that, you are convinced because you face them. You have to fight this. My way to fight this is, first of all, I just go for my way. Just go for my way. do not lose time even denouncing or tribunals or, you know, dialogue with people, and never wants to dialogue, never listen to you, and they just reply with accuses of the past or accuses of things that are inexistent, just lies, true lies. And when you say that that is a lie and you prove that, they change argument and they are all against you and playing on numbers, all against one. That's what happened in my life. I just can say, God is good, God will be with you, just never give up, fight for the truth and face them, and then don't lose time and go for your way, because happening just right now while talking to you. And I want to share this always, to face things in a so fast world that is changing, can be hostile, sorry for my English, I'm really sorry for that, in love, in the light, and in all the good desires that in dignity God wants that you have in your life, and not be so disgustingly denied by people that inside have only trash. I'm sorry to say this, and I want to defend you. I hope you listened to this message, and I hope with all my mistakes, with all this cold while outside in this neighborhood that is desert here, in this situation of oppression at home and total alone, a long story, became 9 years trapped in this town. I hope this voice can help you a little bit, not only to encourage you, but some of you to open your eyes, to fight, and I'm sure even I will gain a friend, because your soul, your life matters to God. He didn't create you just so. He didn't have nothing else to do, for myself too, but with a purpose. With a purpose in life, you have gifts, capacities, and other things. He loves you so much, like a dad, with that, a real dad, real good dad, like no one in the earth does with sons, his sons and daughters, and wants to bless you with good things. And myself too, I'm talking even about myself, because I would love to marry in my life, and it's denied. I would love this, I would love that. 2 days ago, about, or yesterday, I don't remember, to be sincere, my sister in faith, that she is in India, many times writing me, almost begging me, that she don't know how to do, even think about suicidal thoughts. She told me all this. I know her since 2015 about. She was so nice, so lovely to me always. She said to me, she is forcing to marriage with a man that, if not wrong, he is using violence even with her, with her mom, and so on. And I don't know if she has the father now, I don't remember, to be sincere. But I want to say, these abuses, these denying yourself of gifts that God wants to give you, has not to exist. And the God doesn't want that. He is almighty, I know he can do things, but he is even patient with those people, because heaven and hell are real. I believe that, I talked about that, and they are forever. It's not just in 10,000 years you will be there. No, you will be with no end. So it's something a little bit, not only serious, but even greater for our minds, maybe, to understand deeply. You need really so much prayer and so on. So he's patient, because these people, by the way, can be your dad, is my grandma, and so on. So we love them too, and I hope they change, repent of their mistake, and give you even the freedom, dignity that you deserve. Just never give up. I try to close now, because it's really so cold outside. And thank you so much if you listened, and sorry for all my mistakes, for the imperfection, and really right now in the real battle to dreams and trying to obtain, even through some miracle, why not, the good desires, gifts that I'm sure God wants to give me and wants to give you now in this life.